Another track from Oran's latest recording on Motema Records, What's New, Reimagining Benny Goodman. This track is called Be Good Lady, an obvious play on words of Lady Be Good. Very quickly, Oran, the inspiration for this piece?
The inspiration was a brief five-note intro that that Benny Goodman put on to Lady Be Good, which is usually in a major key. But he put this little minor klezmer scale intro that just lasted a few seconds. But I took these notes and I played around with them and, you know, flipped them around, made some harmonies out of them, and ended up with this composition, which we called "Be Good Lady."
Yes, and it is an exciting tune, and like I mentioned earlier, you can definitely hear that klezmer influence in it. So here now, the music of Oran Etkin with his quartet with Be Good Lady.
Warren Etkin, really a fine clarinetist, reimagining the work of Benny Goodman from his new album, What's New. Great interview also by Chuck Obachowski. I was very happy to be able to air that for him in time to plug the gig that's going on tonight at the Side Door Jazz Club in Old Lyme, Connecticut. Great club if you've never been there. I'm telling you, the ambiance, the vibe of this joint is really nice. We're going to continue on with another new album. This one is from Greg Abate, a good friend of mine and of this show. We're going to have Greg Abate on here. We'll do an interview with him in the next few weeks as he's got an appearance coming up here in Connecticut. There'll be more on that later. But he recently released an album of himself playing with the great Phil Woods a month or so before Phil Woods passed away. So we're going to hear from this album. It's Greg Abate and Phil Woods with the Tim Ray Trio. Name of the album is Kindred Spirits, live at Chan's. Another great club, by the way, in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, that I've been to several times. But we're going to hear a couple from this album. We're going to go with Strollin', a Harvest Silver composition. Then we'll hear some spoken word from Phil Woods, and then we'll get into Yardbird Suite.
Thank you. Say hello.
Good evening. Hey. It's so nice to be in a place where you can get fried clams with bellies. In America, they don't have them anymore. Even in Springfield, my hometown. And by the way, I may be the greatest alto player in the country, but in the city, not so hot, you know what I mean? I love Craig Abadie, and I love this trio. It's magnificent. And we're going to carry on with a song composed by Edward C. Redding.
great. And you can just hear how much fun they're having doing that gig over at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, which, by the way, is the hometown of Greg Abate. We heard two tracks from that. The last one you heard was, of course, the Charlie Bird Parker composition, Yardbird Suite. And before that, we heard a little spoken word, starting with Greg Abate and then Phil kind of breaking in and wanting to talk about fried clams with bellies, of all things. But we started out that set with Strollin', a Horace Silver composition. I dig that album. I'm going to have to listen to more. Just came into the studio, so we're hearing this for the first time. And the rhythm section behind Greg Abate and Phil Woods is Tim Ray on piano, John Lockwood on bass, and Mark Walker on drums. We're going to continue on with a couple vocals here, a couple new albums, one from Luciana Sousa and the other from Cyril Amy. So we're going to get started with Luciana Sousa, an interesting album called Speaking in Tongues. Most of the album is wordless vocals from Luciana Sousa, Speaking in Tongues, and we're going to hear At the Fair. Thank you.
live alone and like it, free as the birds in the trees. High above the briars, live alone and like it, doing whatever you please. When your heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all, no guarantees. That can be your motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play, you can have the moon. But you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, what I like is gliding, where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it. That's the answer for me. But you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, on your own with only you to concern yourself doesn't mean you're lonely. Just that you're free, live alone and like it. That's the answer for me.
You are
so beautiful to me. You are so everything I hoped for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me.
Public service announcements, we heard a track. We heard a set of music featuring some vocals. Let's see, we started out that set with Luciana Sousa from the album Speaking in Tongues. We heard At the Fair, that's those wordless vocals with that very interesting guitar work by Lionel Luecki and harmonica work by Gregoire Moret. After that, we heard from Cyril Amy from the album Let's Get Lost, brand new here to the studio. I like that track. It was called Live Alone and Like It. And the last thing you heard was from a new Charles Lloyd album, great saxophone player, also featuring Bill Frisell, who's featured quite prominently on this album with that haunting sound that Bill Frisell has. And that one also had vocals by Nora Jones. We heard You Are So Beautiful. Yes, we're going to continue on with more music. We're going to get into a track by another great saxophone player and clarinetist and multi-reed player. Her name is Anat Cohn. She's got a new album out called Luminosa. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from that, starting with Lila.
Thank you. Thank you.
Frank Varela, great local guitarist out of the Hartford area. Well, let's say more like South Windsor, Manchester area, but Frank's a really fine guitarist, as you heard there, with his kind of fusion-y take on the great John Coltrane composition, Giant Steps. Before that, we heard from Josh Evans with a tune called Steps. Josh Evans, also a trumpet player out of the Hartford area. We have so many great musicians around here. Josh Evans has moved to New York City, where he is doing really well, recently hooked up with Christian McBride, going on tour and playing a lot with the great bassist Christian McBride's group. But that was Josh Evans with his own ensemble from his album Hopes and Despair. And we heard the track Steps. I don't think I mentioned the name of Frank Varela's album, and that one is Grandma's Revenge. Funny name for an album. Before that, we heard two from Anat Cohen. We heard Lila and Baccio. That last one featured the guitarist Romero Lumbamba. All right. Time now is 11:48. Things are winding down here on Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging the show. We're going to continue on, as I said, with some more music. We were doing a fusion-y kind of thing there with Frank Varela's version of Giant Steps. I think we're going to close out the show going in that kind of direction. Another great guitarist, great innovator, very creative artist indeed. His name is Frank Zappa, and we're going to play Waka Juwaka. That'll do it for today's show. Keep things tuned right here.